Father, we just thank you for today. Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as your word is shared today. Father, we declare that you shall cause changes in our lives today in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that everyone here will leave this place a better person in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let my mouth, oh God, let my tongue be like a pen of a ready writer, that even as we share the word, we shall be shared in accuracy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can we have a seat? It's a privilege to stand before you all today. And I'm not taking it lightly. Just want to thank Pastor Joe and the wife for giving me this opportunity today to share. And today, what I'll be sharing, it's a follow-up from what Pastor Joe has been sharing. And I believe that somebody will leave here a different person. I believe that our eyes will be open to understand what God has in store for us in Jesus' name. Pastor Joe has been preaching, when he's been preaching about faith lift, he says some things which I wrote down and which is related to what I'm going to share about today. He said faith is not an assumption or a presumption. Amen? How many of us remember that? He said faith is not an assumption or a presumption. He says faith is knowing. Okay? Faith is knowing. So you're not pretending, like saying, oh. So faith is knowing. He said in this life, only faith guarantees you a new life. Amen? And you know, Pastor Joe also said something like, faith is not only what you pick up whenever you need it. Faith is a way of life. Okay? So it's a way you live. It's a part of you. So you wouldn't say, oh God, I need faith for this. It's how you live. And how you live determines, you know, what you get. Amen? How you live determines what you get. So if you live in Christ and you believe in Christ, then there will be a result. Today I'll be sharing something about dreams. Amen? I'll be sharing something about dream. And you could title it Dream Again, you know, or just Dream. But the Lord has been placing this in my heart for a long time, and it's been there and it's been very strong. And it's one way in which the enemy has been stealing people's joy. Amen? Because people really don't understand what it means to dream. Okay? People don't understand. We all have different perspectives or different understanding of it. But I pray that today, that God will open our eyes of understanding. I pray that even as we live here today and we understand the essence of what it means to dream or dream again, things will change in our lives. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm just here to speak God's word today. And the first thing I like always do when I'm sharing is always talk about trying to find out what the definition of certain things mean. Okay? And I've checked the dictionary or internet and I check what the definition of a dream means. It says a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during a sleep. Do we agree? Nobody will say they are dreaming and they're only hearing things. You see what's happening. It's like your imagination. It's your thoughts that it's going on in your mind. And that's what the dream means. Another definition also says it's a cherished aspirations or ambitions. True? You find people who tell you, oh God, my dream is to become a lawyer. Teenagers. My dream is to become a doctor. And some other people, adults, could say, my dream is to own my own house. My dream is to get a very good job. My dream is to get married. So different definitions of the word, how people look at dream is. I also went further to try and check what scholars, you know, what scientists explain their dreams are. How many of you know that scientists have an explanation to everything? Do you believe that? You find that, like, we believe that God created the world. What do the scientists, they talk about this Big Bang theory or whatever, Big Bang, you know, how the earth came into being. So there is always a definition from the worldly perspective of what it means. But thank God we know where we can get the right source from. We know where we can get the right definition from. The scientific study of dreams is called oneirology. So you see, they've got different things. So that's it. So the definition, if you want to find out what it means, it means on neurology. So if you want to find out, go check the dictionary. It's a scholar, there are different scholars and different theories about what dream is. One of them said dream mainly occur in the rapid eye movements. You know, it's a stage of sleep when the brain activity is high and resembles that of being awakened. Okay? It says rapid eye movement sleep is revealed by continuous movement of eyes during sleep. That's one theory. It's like the continuous movement of eyes. I'm like, does that really make me dream? That's one theory. Another theory states that dreams don't actually mean anything. That's a scientist. He says it actually doesn't mean anything. That's a lie. Okay? From the biblical perspective, which we will see, that's a lie. The Scientific America agrees, we've got different scientific bodies, but the Scientific America agrees that the early civilization thought of dreams as a medium between our earthly world and that of the gods. You can see early civilization. So you find out those days, the early civilization actually know what things actually mean. But, when science came up, different things keeps on changing and people started, giving things different names. It says the Greeks and the Romans were convinced that dream had a certain prophetic power. Those are the early civilization, that's the Romans and the Greeks. They believed that it had a certain prophetic powers. And that is true. Okay? That is true. The next thing I really want to talk about is why do we dream? Okay? What is the purpose of dreams? Okay? And why do we have to take it serious? Number one thing I would let you know today, which we'll see from the Bible, is that it's God's desire for us to dream. Amen? If you believe that, I say it's God's desire for us to dream. Amen. I need your encouragement, man. I want you to talk. I want you to speak to me. It's God's desire for us to dream. Amen. It is God's desire. Dreams are about God's plans for our lives. And that's one thing the devil doesn't want you to know. Dreams are about God's plan for our lives. The enemy knows that. And he wants to manipulate your dreams. Okay? The enemy knows that if you dream and you're able to focus on what God wants to tell you, then you'll be able to achieve what God wants for you. But he knows, and that's why he manipulates people's dream. And that's one thing the enemy does. Okay. So, having it in the back of your mind and in your heart that dreams are about God's plan for our lives. Amen? Let's open our Bible to the book of Joel 2:28. We're going to go through this quickly because of time. Joel 2:28. If I get it before you, I'm just going to read. And if they can get it before me on the screen, then that's fine. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Joel 2:28. It says, and this is the Bible saying it, okay? And it backs what we have been saying. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. Amen. Can we put it on the screen, if possible, please? Joel, people call it a different way. Chapter 2, verse 28. I'll read it again. Say, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Some people interpret it the other way around, okay? So that's the first key. Men shall dream dreams. That's number one. There are a lot of scriptures that talks about dreams, so, but I want us to look at it. Job 33. Let's go to the book of Job 33. Job 33. Job, J-O-B. J-O-B, Job. J-O-B, 33. Verse 14. 15. For God may speak in one way or another. For God may speak in one way or another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon them while slumbering on their beds. Did you see that? If you go back to verse 14, it says, for God may speak in one way or the other. So God will try to speak to us in different ways or the other. Some people talk about how they've heard from God. But after then, the Bible says, yet man does not perceive it. Some people don't get it. They don't even know if it was God that was speaking. They just allow it come in and it goes out to the other way. But God does not end there. God says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleeps fall upon men, while slumbering on their beds, verse 16 says, he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. Amen? He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. I hope you are getting this. All right? He opens it and speaks to you through dreams. He said, while you're sleeping, while you're slumbering, or how did he say it? On your bed. That's what he said. And God speaks through dreams. The other verse I'm going to show you quickly will be Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Daniel 2, 28. It says, but there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the later days. Amen. What will be in the later days? Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed. What happened there was that the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, okay? And he called his magicians, you know, and you know all those people, and called them to say, well, if you guys are really who you are, tell me my dream and interpret my dream. It was like, that's not possible. What they are used to is that the dream will be told to them and they will interpret it, okay? But this time, it didn't happen that way. He was asking them to tell him the dream and interpret it. The reason why I looked in there was that Daniel later on interpreted the dream. And he was telling the king, he said, but there is a God in heaven who reveals what? Secrets. Amen? There is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. And he has made known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the later days. Amen. Did you hear that? What will be in the later days? What does that mean? What will be in the future? Not what will be now. What will be in the future? Did you see why the enemy, like I said earlier on, why the enemy would not want you to dream? Because if you know what the future is, from what God has said about you, you can plan your future. He sees that, you know, the Bible talks about that the Lord knows the end from the beginning, or knows the beginning from the end. So God knows the end from the beginning. Okay? So he wants to show that to us in our dreams. But the enemy, like I said, does not want that to happen. By the end of today, we will pray. I will come against every plant of the enemy concerning our lives. Whatever it is that is stopping us from moving forward, we'll pray that prayer. And God will open our eyes of understanding and we'll be able to move forward in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So those are just to give you, you know, some scriptures to show you that God wants us to dream. I'm going to read. My focus will be about Joseph today, okay? And you know, every one of us have read the Bible, the story of Joseph in the Bible and what happened and everything. So I'm just going to run through some certain scriptures and I'm going to be very fast about that. We'll now talk about dreams. We'll talk about different things in the next minutes with God. I'm going to call them quickly and I'm going to jump there quickly. And if you can get there quickly, go there with me. Let's go open our Bible to the book of Genesis 37. Okay? Genesis 37 from verse 5 to 10. Now Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers. All the stories I'm going to say, we're going to break them down later on. And he told it to his brothers and they hated him even what? More. So it means they've already hated him before. Why? Because the father really loved him. And it says they hated him even the more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. Amen. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? He didn't even need to explain the dreams to them. They've already interpreted the dream by themselves. And it says, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? Okay? So they hated him what? Even what? More. Amen. Then he dreamed still another dream and told his brothers. I was like, oh my God. This guy has dreamed and he's told them again. And they already jealous and hated him. And the Lord gave him more dreams again. And he wanted to tell them again. And the Bible says he dreamed again. And told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. Hallelujah. So it wasn't just his brothers or people around him bowing down to him. He said the sun, the stars, the moon. It's like everyone bowing down before him. So he's graduated from people around him to people in the world. Amen? And so he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your brothers indeed come to bow down on earth before you? So even his father rebuked him. Even his father that could have said, oh God, I understand, let God's will be done. His father actually rebuked him. Amen. Let's jump to verse 18. Now, when they saw him afar off, there's things that have aspired between that period and now. Now, when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Did you see that? Are you seeing the flow of what the enemy wants to do when he knows that God has given you a word? It doesn't matter. You know, at times we feel it's people around us or people who are far away or our colleagues. It could be people around you. It could be your brothers. It could be your sisters who actually don't want you to progress in life. Amen. You know, at times we ask this question about ourselves. How come I'm still in the same position? How come am I not moving forward in life? I've sat down about myself when I thought of the same thing in my life. How come, Lord, you've promised me that this will happen to me. You've told me, you promised that the thoughts you have towards me are of good and not of evil, to give me a future and an expected end. But I'm still in the same place. I don't know how many of you, I'm being sincere today, I've asked God such questions. I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? And I'm like, God just kept on speaking to me. I'm like, what is happening? And I found out that, well, God still has this plan for me. But there are some forces around. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He's not saying that we're not wrestling against your physical brothers and people, but against spiritualities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? So it's not just people around you. So there are forces up there that really don't want you to succeed. And at times, the devil makes us keep our mouth so shut. He knows if you speak and if you pray, you break the yoke. You can see where. So the enemy, the devil himself, is very tactical. All right? He is. And that's why when he was tempting Jesus and said, well, if you can, he said, and he was quoting the scriptures for Jesus Christ. The enemy knows the scripture. The devil knows the scripture. He said, if you will jump, he will command his angels to keep charge over you, lest you dash off. So what he's saying in there, if you jump from there, God will catch you. And you know what the Lord said? Jesus said, I loved Christ. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. All right? So what some of us would have done, wow, is it the Lord speaking? And you'll jump and guess what? That will be the end. So the more the word we know, the more what we know in the scripture, the more our lives begin to advance from where we are. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how old you are. I've seen people get into their late 60s or whatever, and when they caught the mystery of what God is speaking to them, their lives were transformed. What they've been believing God from changed within a twinkle of an eye. Because what? They got to understand what God has in stock for them. Amen. Let's jump to verse 21. But Reuben, which is a brother, had it and delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. Amen. We'll talk about that later on. So one of his brothers actually saved him at that moment. Said, let us not kill him. Verse 24 now says, then they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. So from killing him, they changed their mind because somebody stepped in. And they said, okay, let's drop him into the pit. Okay? And from the pit, verse 27 now says, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. And let not our hands be upon him. For he has our brother. For he's our brother and our flesh. And his brothers listen. Then the Midianites pulled Joseph Then the Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelite for 20 shekels of silver. Are you seeing the floor? You have a dream, and there are different things just coming up in between. You know, you think it's ended here, and that thing has happened. It's like he's jumping from worse to the other. And if he was in the pit, they could have easily brought him out, and he would still be with his family. It didn't end there. The enemy wants to, when the enemy wants to kill your dream, when the enemy wants to kill what the Lord has in plan for you, they will do the impossible. And they said, let's sell him off. Thinking when they sell him off, the dream will end. What God has planned for him will end. And that's what the devil does for us, I'll use the word tries to do. He will keep on bringing different circumstances that will make you feel like, is there God? Does God still exist? That's what the enemy will do. But I still love God. I love God. Let's keep on. Let's jump to Genesis 39, verse 2 to 4. Read that quickly. I'll read from verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of Egyptians, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. Okay? So they sold him, and somebody else what? Sold him. Okay, you can see like, so somebody else has already bought him, and like, I'm going to make money and sold him to somebody else. And the Bible says, look at verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was what? A successful man. And he was in the house of the master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Can you look at that? And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper his hand. Hallelujah. Amen. The master saw. And verse 4 says, so Joseph found favor in the sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. Wow, that's great. And you're like, wow, Joseph has recovered. God has started to show himself in his life. He has brought him from the grave or wherever and brought him into where he's going to enjoy. And in our lives at times, we get to that stage whereby you feel, wow, yes, God is doing it. I remember when I was believing God for a job, and finally I got the job in Canberra, I was saying, wow, God has done it. It was one of the jobs I had, you know, I believed God for. And I say, yes, I was okay. I was, you know, doing well and things like that. And suddenly, somebody else came in and changed the way things are, and the job was lost. And I said, God, I thought you've done this. I've believed you all my life for this. Why now? You know, it's like, you know, when you've believed God and you've prayed for God, and suddenly when you feel, well, you're already there, and the enemy came up like, well, I'm still going to get you. And it happened, it took some time, it took some months. And when I'm lying on my chair at times, when we were praying, I think on Friday, I would encourage you to come to prayer meetings, it's very important. You know, at times, I'll just be lying down, I'll be praying God, I'll be confessing God's word. I'll say, you know, this is it. You know, at times, it's good to have those scriptures and confess those scriptures about what God has said about you. And I'll fill up and I'll be excited. And when I lie down, the enemy will just come and just start making you feel depressed. Like, you know, and just make you feel like, oh, where is God? Where is God? You know, this God. And I'll just jump from my seat and I'll pray and I'll come against that spirit. I say, I cannot be depressed. Him who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. The Lord has spoken about good things about me and I receive it. And I did that. And guess what? I'm in pets today. Okay? And this is not the kind of job that can push me away. It's a job I can decide I want to leave by myself. Amen? Because what? I did not give up. All right? Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. I knew what I wanted, and God has given me what I wanted. But I know that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not going to relax where I am. It's impossible. God wants, you know, some of us are too relaxed. We feel God has, you feel God is done with you. God is not done with you. The same thing goes for students here. Okay? Don't feel, oh, God, I can't make it. Oh, this subject is hard. I'm not going to pass. No, 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 no. If God, Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Whether you be teenager, you be a child, you be an older adult. If God is for you, you can be the best in life. What did the Bible say to students? The Bible talked about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said they had more understanding. He didn't say how. He said they've got 10 times more understanding than their mates. So students, don't feel you where you are is what you know, it should be the best. You can still be the best that God has for you in your life, all right? So don't give in. Don't give in. Verse 7 to 8 in Genesis 39. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing in his eyes and Joseph and said, lie with me. Amen. So, like I said, when you thought things were, you know, moving smoothly and you know, like I said, the attack of the enemy could come from anywhere. It could be from within. All right? And this is the master's wife that was saying, lie with me. Some men are just wondering, you know, people in this earth nowadays, like, wow, really? They're going to jump on it. But, you know, when you've got God in your heart, you will stand by what the truth is. You will stand. And Joseph said, I love what Joseph said. He said, but he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in this house. Because the master committed everything to him. And what? He refused. And guess what happened? He was thrown into jail. Amen? You can see the pattern. And some of us have patterns, some of these patterns in our lives. And the only way you'll be able to know is if you really sit down to think. Okay? If you don't see that, most of us just feel, oh, it's life. It's normal. Some things are not normal. All right? Some things are not normal. You need to be able to know and understand the pattern of how things work. All right? So if you find out that certain things happen the same way in your life, just know it's a pattern, and that is not of God at times. If it's not glorifying God, and it's the same pattern, you need to come up, you know, switch up from where you are. Know that, man, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. So like I said, he was thrown into jail, and it happened there. But like I said, even when in jail, when God has a plan for you, the plan will still happen. Verse 39, 21 to 23. Okay? And it says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And showed him what? Mercy. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who are in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. Amen? So the keeper, even in prison, the favor of the Lord was still with Joseph. That even the, nowadays, like, it's so funny if you watch, you know, I've never been to the prison, so I don't know. But if you watch the movies, you find that you've got some people whereby they're in charge. All right? So if you want to be in the good books, you need to be with those people. You know, the Capons, you know, those on top. All right? Joseph didn't have to do anything to be in charge of the prison. God made him in charge of those people. Amen? Even those with the guns and whatever, God just lifted Joseph above them. And I wrote here, when God has spoken a word about you, he will fulfill it. It does not matter where you are. Did you hear me? Your location does not determine what God will do for you. Amen? God will do what he wants to do. It doesn't matter your location. Your location is not dependent on God's miracle upon your life. It is God in you that will determine what he will do. God will decide to push you anywhere, but he will do that. Have you seen people who succeed even in the deepest bush? While over there, before we came to this country, you know, we do something whereby we are required to serve for 1 year for the government. And there are some rural areas whereby for a vehicle to come out, it's once a week. And one of my fellow was posted to that side. So he only comes out once a week because that's when the vehicle comes out. But there was somebody there. The guy was telling me who was a millionaire. Where there was nothing. He made money there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even when you feel there is nothing happening or there is no resources there, God will make resources and make you be the best. Wherever. So like I said, your location does not determine what you become in life. It is what God has placed in you that will determine what you become in life. And I'm just going to fast forward. Then the king had a dream. All right? The king had a dream. And that's in, if you go jump to Genesis 40 from verse 5 to 6. It says, then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt who were confined in the prison had a dream. Both of them, each man's dream in one night. So what happened was, the king had the butler and the baker. And sometime, you know, I don't know what happened, and he sent them to the prison, all right? And just pushed them to the prison, you know? The king's word is final, all right? So it's not now that you have to go to the court and they will, you know, sentence you. is the king's word was like the word of the king of God then. And he sent them to the prison, and they were there. And in the same prison where Joseph was, they had a dream. And Joseph noticed that they were not smiling, they were sad, you know. And Joseph asked them the question. He said he asked Pharaoh's officers who are with him. In verse 7, he said he asked Pharaoh's officers who are with him in the custody. And the lot are saying, why do you look so sad this day? Verse 8 says, and they said to him, we each had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. Amen? So you can see Joseph had a dream. Now God has given him not just having a dream, the ability to interpret other people's dream. Okay? And while he was there, he interpreted their dream. And you know, you can read that from verse 8 to somewhere else there, to verse 12. And Joseph interpreted their dream. Let me quickly read it. And then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, behold, in my dream, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Verse 11 says, then Pharaoh's cup was in my hands, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph, verse 12, said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are there at 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand. And according to this former manner, when you were in his butler. But Joseph said something, verse 14, which we will talk about later. It says, but remember me when it is well with you. I love that. You know, so remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness. And the baker found out, oh, this is good, and actually told his own, dreams. And Joseph interpreted it, and it was the other way around. And he said, you know, you will die, and your head will be cut off, blah, 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 you know. And it happened, and it came to pass, all right? It came to pass, and it took 2 years. You remember when Joseph said, remember me when it is well with you. But like you said, there are times in our life whereby we feel God is not there. We feel that God doesn't exist. God is not even helping us. And with what Joseph has done, you know, at times you feel you've done good to people. How many of us have felt you've done good to people and they repay you for evil? How many of you? I've been there. You're like, why is this happening? You know, at times you just wonder what's happening. It happens a lot. But what happened was, the next thing you expect this butler to do was when he gets into, you know, back to the king, he'll be able to tell the king, I said, well, there's somebody in the prison who did nothing, but he got there, you know, for no reason. But, you know, the butler got there and just kept on enjoying his life, you know, and that's life at times. You know, he just kept on enjoying his life. But I love this. The king later on had a dream, okay? The king had a dream. And when he had a dream, there was no one who could interpret it, okay? God causes things to happen that will cause men to favor you. You wouldn't know why. Some things will just happen around you and you'll be like, what's happening? But God will cause that to happen for good for you. Genesis 41, in there, the king had a dream, like I said. And verse 9, the butler remembered Joseph. Amen? Verse 9, if you go to the book of, let's jump to Genesis 42. Genesis 42, if I'm right? Okay, Genesis 41. It says, then it came to pass, verse 1, at the end of 2 full years, that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by a river. You know, he just, all those dreams. And the butler, then verse 9, it says, then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my fault these days. Okay? When Pharaoh was angry with me, and the staff, and you know, he just explained all those things there, so you can read it at home. And that was when he remembered Joseph. Afterwards, 2 years. 2 years. And we've seen stories on the media too, whereby some people have spent 16 years of their lives in prison for what they didn't do. Okay? It just happens. It's a sad world where we live in, you know? But God is there. Like I said, so they remembered, and the king quickly called him out and just said, go and get this person, man. You know, go get this person, you know. One prayer I'm going to pray today, and I want you to shout amen today. God will locate you in a place whereby you cause men's dream to come to pass, and God will favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't think you got that. God will locate you in a way that God will cause men to favor you because of what is placed in your heart in the name of Jesus. Amen. So it happened, and like I said, and the king brought him out, and things went, and the king gave everything to Joseph. All right? The king gave everything. He said, you will manage everything. And he said, accept the throne. God is good. He said, you will manage everything. You know, you whatever decision you make, whatever you say, whoever they are, whatever you say, Joseph, people will listen to you. And he took out his signet ring and put it in his hand. He said, except for the throne. Because the king does not want him to overthrow him. Amen? And that was what happened to Joseph. From prison to the throne. Amen. That was what happened to Joseph. And things happened over time, you know, later on. And Genesis 42, from verse 1 to 8, there was famine in the land. And guess what? The brothers came. And when we need to read this. Sorry, we just need to read this. I know the time has gone. Let's read this. Verse 42, Genesis 42, verse 6. Genesis 42, verse 6. Let's read there. And now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brother came and bowed down before him. And Joseph's brother came what and did what? Bowed down before. You remember what they told him then? I don't know. I don't know whether you guys are excited as I am. Sorry, I don't know. I wish you could just jump into my heart and see what's in there. And Joseph, and verse 8 says, so Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed about them and said to them, you know, Joseph remembered. Joseph remembered. Like I said, it took so many years, but God's word came to pass. It could take forever, I'm telling you. There are some words which God has spoken about me. And I tell you, like, God, when is this going to happen? You know, God used people to speak about it. I'm like, what's happening? And, you know, people have heard this word and they're like wondering, what's happening? Is this not going to come to pass? And I tell myself, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Every day when I'm praying, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. And that's what you need to be saying to yourself. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. If God has spoken the word, it will come to pass. And that's what you should believe. What you should believe. Quickly, I'm going to run over time quickly for 5 minutes. But let's talk about benefits of dreaming. Okay? Benefits of dreaming. All right? And you know at times, you know, from what we've read in here, when you're able to dream, like I said, the enemy does not want you to dream because he knows that it's about God's plan for your life. Number one, if we look at Joseph's story, what happened to Joseph took a number of years. But when you dream, God will move you, like Joseph did, from prison to throne. From what? Prison to throne. You might think God, nothing will happen to you, but God will translate you and move you from what he has said. It doesn't matter how long it is, but God will elevate you to that position. Number one, God moved Joseph from prison to throne. God will get you to that place. Number two, God will turn your sorrows to joy. Amen. God turned Joseph's sorrow to joy. He's gone through different circumstances in his life, and God will turn his sorrows to joy. Number three, you need to understand God's purpose for your life. Amen. You need to understand God's purpose for your life and others. Amen. Joseph's purpose was not just for himself, but his purpose, achieving his purpose, made other people's purpose come to pass. Amen. You need to understand God's purpose for your life. Number two, you need to cancel the enemy's plans for your life. Amen. At times, God speaks to us in two different ways. You know, you need to learn to cancel God's enemy's plans for your life. When you are tired and about to give up on your dreams, please do not. Okay? We're in that position at times whereby you're tired and you know that things are not just walking around. Things you need to do, okay, that will help you not to give up on your dreams. You can write this down. Romans 8:28. He says, all things will work together for your good. Amen? It doesn't matter what's happening. If God has spoken it, it will come to pass. God will turn everything around so that his dreams and his words concerning your life will come to pass. 1 Peter 5:7, Bible says, cast all your cares upon him. Amen. When you're tired and like, man, this is not happening. And I know some of us are in that position at times. You've been wondering, why is my marriage not working? Why is my, you know, why is my job not working? Why is my finances so down? You know, don't give up. Because if God has spoken, he will come to pass. Cast it, say it to him, go back to him. You know, this last few weeks, and over now, it's like, when I'm praying, I don't just want to stop. Really, it's just so sweet for me now. And I just keep on confessing God's words concerning my life. Cast all your cares upon him, okay? Luke 18:27, Bible says, what is impossible with man will become what? Possible with God. Confess the scriptures every day. Say, Lord, it seems impossible. It seems it's not working. But your word has said it, it will be possible. God will translate you. God will transform you. God will move you. See, there is something, a prayer I pray and say, God, bless me speedily. See, there is no competition. There is no competition. Like I said earlier, when I was believing God for a job, God can elevate you to a place whereby something that will take you 10 years, you get there within 1 year. That's what God will do. The position I am in now, like I said, I've not gotten there, but there are some people who've been there for 15 years. They haven't gotten there. I'm not saying like, don't look, I'm not like the richest one, but I'm just, that's my own testimony. But God can push you to a level whereby you'll be wondering, how come? Look at what happened to Joseph. After everything that's happened to his life, you know, it's like, it's like, you know, when it comes to levels, maybe Joseph should have been a counselor, maybe a senator or a governor before trying to be, but he just moved from nowhere to somewhere. Okay? Isaiah 40:31, ask God for strength when you're giving up. Bible says, in your weakness, you know, his strength is made perfect for you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Isaiah 37:21, God will send you a helper. If you remember, how many of us remember when they wanted to kill Joseph? That's why I wanted us to read that story. You remember what Reuben did? He said, do not kill him. Okay? If Joseph was killed then, guess what? We won't be talking about Joseph. His dream would have just died then. But somebody sent somebody there. God will send you a helper that will bring your dreams to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. You guys are not getting this. I said, God will send you a helper that will cause your dreams to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What to do with your dreams, okay? Share with people who love God. Don't share your dreams with anybody, okay? Don't share your dreams with anybody. Understand what God wants you to do. You remember what Joseph did? He shared his dreams with his brothers, even to his father. But guess what? They thought they could kill his dream. So learn who you share your dreams with. It's very, very important. Don't just talk. You know, I think some of us are too quick in talking. Know who you need to share your dreams with. Share dreams, your dreams with people of the same like mind, the same mindset, okay? Remember your dreams. How many of us have slept and at times you know you dreamt, but you can't remember it? Lift your hands up. I have been there. I have been there. That is an enemy's attack upon your life. I'm being serious to you. That's an enemy's attack upon your life. Remember your dreams, okay? If Joseph did not remember his dream, he could have just slept over it and forgot about it. If King Nebuchadnezzar did not remember his dream that caused the nation to be able to prepare for 7 years of famine, the whole nation would have died. Remember your dreams. Another thing, advice I want to give you is, I'll be done in the next 5 minutes. I'm sorry about this, but this is good. Another thing I want to tell you about your dreams is, even if you don't remember the whole of your dreams, remember the end of your dreams. Amen? Remember the end. The end of your dreams is really, really, I mean, it's very, very important. If you cannot remember every other thing, remember the end. Because the end will determine what it is. Amen? So you can, it's possible in your dreams you've been fighting with the enemy and suddenly you won. At the end of that dream, thank God. Lift your hands and thank God because it's victory. And you know, you need to learn. Because if you don't remember it, that's what the devil does. He just makes you dream and you just forget about it. Because he knows if you remember it, you will move on in life. But if he does, if you don't remember, he will clear it out and you remain in the same situation. Okay? Remember the end of your dream. It's very, very important. Another thing you need to remember, is the end good? Is the end of your dream good? If it is good, lift your hands and just appreciate God and thank him, God. Also, remember, is the end scriptural? Does it go with what God's word has said? Appreciate God for you. Does it bring you to closer to God? Appreciate God. If the end is not good, you know what you need to do? Don't just sleep and just forget about it. Jump up and pray and cancel every plan of the enemy. Like I said, God speaks to you. What God is trying to tell you in your dream is for you to be able to attack that. Attack, break the powers of the enemies so that you can move forward in life. All right? The end of your dreams is really, really, really important. There are different types of dreams. Lots. You could count them up to about 20. But there are prophetic dreams when God shows you your future. Remember them and keep hold of it. There are guidance dreams where God is guiding you, telling you this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. You need to learn to understand them. They are nightmares. They are from the pit of hell. Stand up and come against it. Don't just think it's normal. Some of you have nightmares and you say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you go back. Stand up and cancel it. It is not of God. It's not of God. If your children are having nightmares, to lay hands on them and pray for them. Okay? You don't have to do that. You don't have to shout upon them. You can do that in your room because God hears his prayers, you know. But pray for them. God, there are lots of different, there are warning dreams, you know. There are warfare dreams. This week, while I was sleeping, suddenly I just felt some stuff happening to me and I just knew it wasn't of God. I just stood up and I started praying. I just prayed, continued for 1 hour in the night and I just went back to sleep and everything was good. Amen? God wants you to dream. Okay? And if you have given up on your dream, today, my message for you today is you need to learn to dream again. Dream again. Joseph dreamt and dreamt and dreamt until he got to the throne. Amen. Can we just stand up on our feet and pray?